The report by the Runnymede Trust claims that 60% of people from ethnic minority backgrounds that were surveyed are worried about their personal safety, discrimination in education services and the workplace due to race and religion. British-born and raised Charmaine Burton says she felt the need to change her personal appearance.
If I was ever driving after 12 o'clock, I would be guaranteed, if I saw a police car, to be stopped and asked whatever the questions may be. And that was a guarantee, so much so that I stopped wearing hats or like my hooded girly tracksuity tops and things like that, big earrings, in the hope that this would prevent what I felt was harassment. For a place that you class as home, to know that there are people out there that don't see this as your home, the fact that we're British, what does that say? It's something that has been a part of all of our lives, and I guess we've just kind of got a bit used to that that is the way it is.
The survey suggests that Asian people of Pakistani origin are most worried for their personal safety. Masurat Dar from the Amina Women's Project says she's not surprised about the concerns.
As a result of constant media focus on Muslims and the way we dress and the things we do, I think it has a massive impact, and it does create a sense of concern and anxiety amongst the communities, and they worry about going out. I know that my mum rings me up and says, be careful. I know I'm conscious, and I know I worry for my sisters to wear the headscarf, especially, you know, the EDL marching in their streets. I know in the area that I work, people actually don't leave their area. And that's sad, because what that does, it creates enclaves, particularly for Pakistanis. People are concerned about, you know, what are the opportunities they have. When it comes to employment, Black and Asians are less likely to be employed.
Despite government claims that it's doing more to tackle racism and groups like the EDL, Rob Berkeley, director of the Runnymede Trust, says things are worrying.
Recently, there was a call for yet another national debate about whether people should wear the niqab or not. Within a couple of weeks of launching a consultation on stop and search, the government then issued these what were referred to as racist bans, suggesting people should go home, and started to stop and search Black and Asian people at tube stations in London. I think failure of rhetoric with reality is what our survey points out. In the back of people's minds on a day-to-day basis, there's this worry that the colour of their skin will impact on their life chances. And their security even.
And the race equality think tank say the findings show people feel it could take up to 50 years for change to happen.
That's like my grandchildren's grandchildren. There needs to be more of a urgency around this, because these are people's lives. These are people who are part of this country, are built into this country. And by now you would think, really another 50 years? Really?